Right, it's 6:45 on a fantastically sunny evening here in Cusick Park, where our happy hunting ground remains so. Final score, Mayo 214, Clare 13 points. So a comfortable win in the end, a 7-point win in the end. And we were hugely dominant in the second half, and it was all about the second half from our point of view. First half, we were all over the shop. Clare, in fairness to them, were the only team who played football in that first half. They were all clever movement, a lot of running, their offloads were very good. And to be honest, they should have been further ahead. They had a goal chance, yet again saved by David Clark. And they kicked a few wides as well. So I'd say they would have been very disappointed to have gone in at the break only 2 points ahead, 8 points to six at that stage. I mean, from our point of view, it was a very, very poor first half. Particularly going forward, our ball in was just shocking. I mean, there was one example where we had won a ball out. Lee was coming up, gave it to Killian, went for the return pass, and Killian tried a ridiculous crossfield pass to Andy, which was no more than a hit and hope, really. Bounced off Andy for a line ball, and I think they probably got a score from that. And like, that was just one example. There were other ones as well. Everything just seemed to be off those few millimetres. And it was deeply, deeply frustrating. Now, the one thing, and we were talking about it here, was that it was very hot. I mean, it's seriously bloody hot today. So we were wondering, you know, were the lads conserving themselves? Because Clare really ran at us strongly in that first half. And if that was the rope-a-dope policy, I tell you, it worked, you know, because Clare were out of gas after the break. And once we got the match by the throat, there was no way back for them, because there was absolutely no way they were going to beat us with that kind of running game. And we did put the defensive shield into place pretty well after that. They got a few points, but they probably could have had a penalty. I thought there was the one move where they did get into the square. It looked to us like a penalty, but it wasn't given. That would have made for an interesting final quarter had it happened. It didn't, and we just powered on. Great second half performance. Good performance by a number of lads. Aidan O'Shea had another monstrous second half there. But really, the man for me was Kevin McLaughlin. He was all over the place. He was central to that recovery. He got the first score straight after the break, and he was lively and inventive all the time. So he did really, really well. The goals were super. Killing the first one, Dermot smashed home the second one. Rob and myself were saying we'd take Dermot off at half time, so just as well Rachi doesn't listen to us. And we ran the bench then at the end, so much so that when all those black cards, none for black card offences by the way, but there you go, were given out at the end, when Brendan Harrison was black carded, we didn't have a sub to bring on, but the game was well won by that. So yeah, so that's it. We roll on into round four. More than likely Cork, though it depends on tomorrow's game. If Galway win as expected, there should be an open draw as to whether or not it's Cork and the Rossies for us in the quarter. If the Rossies do the business, and I have a sneaking fancy that they might, well then it's definitely Cork. But look, we're still in it. We're still alive. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss round four because my summer plans revolved around a front door progression this year rather than back door. But sure, that's the way it is, you know. Hopefully, we'll still be in it by the time I'm back, and by the time we get round to the quarterfinals. So it's on to round four we go, and it's over and out from a gorgeous and sunny and still very happy hunting ground of Cusick Park for us.